program at 7 after the hour. Doug Steffen, along with Rich McFadden and Jennifer Horn, Roberta Fasanelli, and Uri Geller is here to motivate us with his mind. He knows that your life will respond to your outlook of things. Uri sent me a very interesting email a day or two ago about a dream that he had, and I choose to believe that your dream will come true. So much goes on. Why do you suppose, you must have thought about this, people have probably asked you this question hundreds of times about dreams and how you, Uri Geller, dream, and what do dreams mean?
Well, you know, Doug, the dream I had about you and your ranch was rather bizarre because, as you know, on my website, I have an article about the mystery of 1111, if your eyes are attracted to 1111. And I get hundreds of emails every month about the subject.
Yep.
And the dream I had about you and your ranch was basically you telling me that your ranch has a connection to 111. And I said, what do you mean? And you said, well, I'm sitting on 111 acres. I thought that was so interesting that I decided to email you. And lo and behold, you emailed me back that it's true.
It is true. The parcel of land that I'm trying to save through various foundations, and we're pretty close to getting all of the pieces put together on this. And by the way, anybody, the power of the mind, anyone wants to send some good positive vibes in that direction, send them to the angels or put them out in the ethos. I'm trying to save this 111-acre parcel of land so that it will never be developed. And I have several different foundations working on a plan to do that with me. So that's, as you say, bizarre because I haven't talked to you about this at all.
Never. And also, I do believe in the power of collective positive thinking.
Yes.
So anyone who is hearing you now, do send your amazingly positive thoughts to Doug and send those vibes, the vibrations out to the decision makers who will help you out with this. So I'm an optimistic thinker.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe, Doug, that the dream had a reason. And since every time I get an email about the 1111 factor, I always email back that I believe it's positive. So we will all wait and see the outcome of your little request from what do you call that body? What's the name of the body that has to kind of approve the request?
I've signed a confidentiality statement, so I can't use the name in any public discussions of it. But it's headed by some people who are very motivated. They've done a lot of great therapeutic work with the money that has come from their family over the years. Actually, there's two different families that are doing basically the same thing. They got their money the good old-fashioned American way. They actually earned it.
Great.
And did very well in a couple of different non-related businesses. And so as a result of that, they help people to do good things. And saving this particular piece of land in this particular town would be an awesome thing to do because it's a pretty unusual piece of property, and it's sort of the linchpin for the whole side of town that we're in. And so it's been a dream of mine to do this. It would be sort of a miracle, but I believe in miracles. You believe in miracles. We all can believe in miracles.
Yeah.
It's our choice, right?
And another synchronicity, since you brought up I Believe in Miracles, I had an email today from a film company based in London that wanted to do a project with me. And their first line was, Uri, do you believe in miracles?
Mm-hmm.
So this is amazingly synchronized. But, Doug, you know, a little kind of a miracle happened in Israel today where a soldier, an Israeli soldier, who was kidnapped 5 years ago, was released.
I didn't see that.
By the Hamas authorities. And Israel released 1,000, Palestinians, who were in jail. So
what kind of a deal is that? One for 1,000? That seems rather... Yes, I have not seen the story. I know there have been talks about this, but...
Yes, one for 1,000, believe it or not. And there's a lot of joy in Israel because there was a lot of, demonstrations all around the world to get Shalit. The young man's name is Shalit, Yigal Shalit, back, Gilad Shalit, back to Israel. And Bibi Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister, decided to take this bold step in getting back. And you can imagine that among the prisoners that were released by the Israeli government, there are many, many murderers who murdered innocent Israelis. There are certain families that are really upset about their release. But then most of Israel is overjoyed by the fact that Shalit came back finally after 5 years in prison.
Yeah. Well, there's always when that sort of thing happens and there's a gesture there, there's need for peace and there's need for optimism. I'm going to go to Israel the first week of December. I wish you could meet me there. We've never gone to Israel together, but I'm going to be there for a week with some other folks from America that are going over. I've been there 3 times. I like the country very much. I find it fascinating the way your skin feels, your whole being feels when you're there. There's something very special about being there. It energizes me for, I don't know what the reason is. Maybe it's because of all the history. Yeah. And it's there.
Again, the Holy Land, Israel, whenever I land there, and I've said this a few times on your program, there is definitely a very powerful, positive energy emanating from, I don't know, the land, the air, the atmosphere, the ambiance, the people.
Yep.
So, Dougie, what I will do now is, you always call me exactly at the moment that they come to pick me up from the VIP room to go through the customs and luggage.
All right, so are you almost done with the show in Ukraine, or how many more weeks does it have to go?
I have 3 more shows to do. And do you remember the experiment I wanted to do with you?
Yes.
While I was on the air, this is the first one. It's never been done before. I'm going to put the BlackBerry right now in the box, and it's going to go through the X-ray machine. So you can say that you have been in touch with Uri Geller through an X-ray machine. How's that? You can continue talking.
All right.
And when the BlackBerry comes through the X-ray machine, I'll pick up the phone again. So give me about 30 seconds, okay?
All right. So Uri's going to
put...
Here
it goes. I'm placing the phone in the box now.
Uh-huh. All right. So this is one of those... Keep the volume up, just so that we hear if there's anything you can hear. His BlackBerry going through the X-ray machine at the airport in the Ukraine on his way back to the UK. He produces a program. He's done this all around the world, producing programs, looking for those people who have talent, the mentalists of the world, who have a lot of talent, who have the ability to do with their minds what he's been teaching
Doug,
people.
Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine.
Doug?
Yep, I hear you fine.
Yes, okay, so there you go. First one ever. The BlackBerry went through the box, through the X-ray machine.
Yeah.
Did you feel anything?
No.
I sent it with a lot of positive energy to all your listeners.
Well, I didn't feel that there was... what I was basically doing was trying to keep the noise of me going as the thing went through the X-ray machine, because that we listened to see if there's any noise. We heard you put it in the box, and then it goes through and you picked it up on the other side.
It's very interesting, but in Ukraine, we are all used to put the luggage now through these metal detectors and X-ray machines. But here in Ukraine, actually, when you arrive to the country, your big luggage also goes through an X-ray machine. So the kind of the authorities want to know what you're bringing into the country.
Yeah. So you're at the airport in Kiev, right?
Yes, it's beautiful, sunny. I'm looking out now, and I'm just seeing British Airways just landed.
Yeah.
And it's taxiing into, you know, the position. There are no arms here. So you're actually driven to the plane.
Right.
I don't know if that's still in the United States. I think all airports have terminals that you go through the finger straight into the plane. Do you still have in certain airports where you're driven to the
sometimes the little planes, the little airports. I'm just remembering the time I came through that airport when the whole thing was crumbling, and the first thing we saw when we walked through, I was on a government trip. I got off of a plane, a United States plane, and was with a bunch of people, the State Department. We were the first plane from the West to land in Ukraine after the Cold War and the breakup of the Soviet Union. I remember going through, and there were guards with machine guns all over the place. And we were the only ones coming through, and they were looking at all of us, check out everything. It was really, this was probably, I don't know, maybe 16 years ago. But I couldn't get over what a mess that place was, and I'm sure it's all been cleaned up.
Well, Doug, it's not a mess anymore. Everything is very beautiful, very clean, very orderly. And now they're kind of opening the other airport that is just adjacent to this one because, as you know, the football season is going to begin here, I think, in about a year's time. So they're building stadiums and fixing the roads. It's really amazingly westernized. People are nice to you, courteous. I'm really surprised, Doug, also at the production of my show. You know, I've done Phenomenon in 16 countries.
Mm-hmm.
And I will tell you this, that the Ukrainian production is as good as the German one, as good as NBC's. So this is incredible. I'm astonished. Every Monday when the show goes out live, I'm just bewildered at the professionalism that they have invested in my show.
Yeah, well, there's a lot of that. There's a lot of good stuff that's happening. The trouble with Americans is we don't travel enough to see what's going on in the rest of the world. So you help us with your travel log. Safe travels, Uri. Talk to you next week. Uri Geller, check out his website, URIGELLER.com. UriGeller.com here on Good Day.
Like to share? You'll love Thanks for Sharing at Macy's. Sign up now and you'll get 10% rewards and get to help some really great causes by shopping with your Macy's credit card. It's easy. Just sign up, shop, and before you know it, you're spending your rewards card. Charge $25 to your Macy's card and get 10% rewards on most Macy's card purchases from when you enroll through December 31st. Macy's donates $10 up to $15 million to national and local charities. See a sales associate or go to Macy's.com/thanks and enroll today.
Advil Congestion Relief presents The Woman Who Cried Mucus. Once there was a congested woman.
I blame mucus.
And everyone believed her.
Mucus. Mucus.
But she blamed mucus one too many times.
I blame mucus.
All right, stop blaming me. Stop crying mucus when the real problem is often swelling. Try Advil Congestion Relief. It reduces swelling due to nasal inflammation.
Advil Congestion Relief. The right relief for the real problem.
Visit AdvilCongestionRelief.com. Use as directed.
21 after on Good Day.
OpticsPlanet.com is where discerning gun owners and outdoorsmen go to gear up. OpticsPlanet has the best selection of rifle scopes, red dots, night vision, holsters, bags, and tactical gear on the planet. With always low prices, free shipping on most orders, and expert customer service. Go to OpticsPlanet.com/GCN to get a free gift with purchase. That's OpticsPlanet.com/GCN. Or call 800-332-OPTICS. 800-332-6784.
We want to know, how do you use WebEx? When I travel, I use WebEx for face-to-face meetings with clients online. We share documents and presentations, and they know, even though I'm not in the office, I'm always available to them. WebEx is awesome.
Connect online and share what's on your computer screen with others. Anytime, anywhere. On their desktop, on their laptop, or mobile device. Go to WebEx.com right now and try WebEx free. WebEx from Cisco. WEBEX.com.
This is Alex Jones with five good reasons you should consider buying a solar power generator. Number one, new climate legislation could easily double or triple your electric bill. Number two, our new energy czar wants to control how much power your electric company allows you to have. It's true. Total government control of electricity in the name of smart grid technology is coming. Number three, in some areas of the country, the power grid is dangerously overloaded. And now new socialist legislation is only compounding the problem. Number four, dangerous weather is always a threat to local grids. Every year, thousands of families lose their power from weather-related outages. Number five, a solar power generator provides powerful backup, insurance, and peace of mind. Folks, I really believe in the solar power generators offered by Solutions from Science, one of my oldest sponsors. You can get more information at www.mysolarbackup.com. That's mysolarbackup.com. Remember, the government doesn't own the sun, so go to mysolarbackup.com or call 1-877-327-0365.
Not yet. It's from the sing-off last night. These are the Collective with the Gloria Gaynor song. And now you're back from our space. Doesn't have enough.
Not as good as the X-Factor version, right?
No, it's got to... needs to move. That's another interesting thing. How many of these songs are finding themselves onto the various shows, The X Factor, The Sing Off, American Idol? Yeah, how much of this pop stuff are we going to have for variety's sake? Anyway, we don't think this is too hot.
Yeah,
this show bases its success, though, on having the performers do all the singing and the instrumentation without instruments.
It's all a cappella.
All a cappella.
They're calling it, when they get jamming, rockapella.
Rockapella, that's a good word. Yeah. Here is a group called Pentatonix singing Video Kill the Radio Star.
This was interesting, I saw this.
Did you?
The Buggles.
Buggles.
I heard you on the wireless back in 52. Lying the wicked and tuning in on you. If I were young, it didn't stop you coming through. Oh, oh, hey, nah. They took the credit for your second symphony. Rewritten by machine and new technology.
I might like this better than the original.
Listen to the guy in the background.
Oh, oh, hey, I met your children. Oh, oh, what did you tell them? Video kill the radio star. Video kill the radio star. Pictures came and they broke your heart. Oh, oh, oh.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
The judges liked this performance. Interesting, though, they liked the performance that we heard before this one that we didn't like. So our judging is different than theirs. Delilah, North Shore, and the Dartmouth Airs, along with the Collective of the Yellow Jackets, are in the first elimination group. Four groups advanced. And I don't know what happened. I guess the decision's made tonight.
The Deltones went home last night.
Oh, they did.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, it's, I'm rooting for, as you know, the North Shore group.
All right? Yeah, the old guys.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, they're cool.
The old guys.
Well, no, and I'll tell you, here, let's go back to them. You can, if you want to.
The old guys.
Which ones are those?
The old guys.
The old guys, because they're really kind of, they're more street corner. Even though all a cappella is kind of street corner, those guys do it in a more of a street corner style. All of their backgrounds, all of their harmonies are really kind of old school. Here, you want to do it again? It's old school street corner singing.
Yeah.
It is.
Good stuff. All right. Let's get to our 2020 news quiz. Everybody ready? Take note of the question, swell prize. For those of you who tell us what a Yeti is, Y-E-T-I, Yetis.
I love a Yeti.
In the news, I love Yetis. Do you love Yetis? The Russians say, according to the story at DougStefan.com, the Russians claim they have now indisputable proof that Yetis exist. So your job, should you decide to take it on, is to tell us what a Yeti is. What is a Y-E-T-I? Roberta, do you know?
No clue.
Isn't it two T's? Isn't it Y-E-T-T-I?
Nope, one T.
No?
Well, that's the way it's spelled in the article at DougStefan.com, so I'm taking that to be the right way to spell it. All right? What is a Yeti, and why is the Yeti in the news? 800-510-8255. Curious minds, of course, want to know here on Good Day, where it's 28 after the hour.
I'm Shelley Palmer with news you can use in technology, media, and entertainment. First up, Research in Motion will offer BlackBerry subscribers $100 in select apps to compensate for the service outage. Starting Wednesday, users can download a selection of apps, including Photo Editor Ultimate and Drive Safely. More selections will be made available over a month's time. In other news, Amazon will publish 122 books this fall in both physical and electronic formats. Amazon is looking to cut out publishers and agents by directly signing authors to the program. Traditional publishers are rightfully outraged as Amazon has the ability to pay for talent, distribute the books, and ship them right to your doorstep. And finally, the FCC is implementing rules that force wireless carriers to notify you before making unexpected charges to your bill. The new guidelines will require companies to send you notifications when your voice, data, or texting limits are being reached. Visit ShellyPalmer.com to read all about it. For Doug Stevens' Good Day, I'm Shelley Palmer.
The Home Depot has a new idea for easier installation of insulation. New Owens Corning EcoTouch R30 15-inch insulation at a new lower price of only $9.97 a roll. It's easier to handle, and at this new lower price, it's a lot easier on your wallet. So make it easy on yourself with Owens Corning EcoTouch insulation, just $9.97 a roll. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. U.S. only. See store for details.
Big Bang TBS. Big Bang Theory on TBS.
Big
Bang,
Bang.
TBS.
TBS.
Big Bang Theory on TBS.
Very funny.
Smart
equals sexy.
Yes.
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 Bazinga.
Big Bang Theory on TBS.
You're in my spot.
Tuesday.
Wednesday.
Thursday night.
Yes.
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 The Big Bang Theory
on TBS.
Very funny.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
There's a guy named Dr. Wallach who is anything but your typical doctor, both a veterinarian and a naturopathic physician. Doc asks, why is this country spending more money on healthcare by far and ranking 50th in health and longevity worldwide? Doc believes that people should empower themselves with a basic understanding of nutrition, taking charge of their life, and attaining optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic pharmaceutical drugs that lead to side effects that require more expensive and toxic pharmaceutical drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies to our own destruction, no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our health and healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people about healthcare, and I've joined forces with him to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit BrightSideBen.com and listen to Doc Wallach's deadly recipe lectures. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join our Brightside Ben team. Go to BrightSideBen.com. That's www.BrightSideBen.com.
Is your credit card debt out of control? Are you in over your head dealing with monthly payments? There's a powerful secret the credit card companies don't want you to know. If you have credit card debt, you have the power to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe, cutting your payments by up to half or more. That's bad news for credit card companies, but it's great news for you. And we'd like to offer you free information that will show you how to settle your credit card debt and lower your payments by up to half or more. It's yours free when you call today. Don't declare declare bankruptcy. Give us 10 minutes and we could save you thousands. Live better. Debt free. Find out how easy it is by calling for this valuable free information.
For the secret the credit card companies don't want you to know, call National Debt Relief today at 1-800-460-5733. 1-800-460-5733. This free information is available only for a limited time. Change your life. Call 1-800-460-5733 today.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
We're pursuing here on the Good Day program, Jennifer and Roberta and Richie and I, what a Yenti is.
Yeti, no N.
Did I say N? You know what I was thinking when I first...
It's the star of Yentl.
Right, exactly. That's what I was thinking when I first saw this story, Yentl, but it's Yeti. Y-E-T-I. Did I say Yentl or Yenti?
You said more than once? Said Yenti.
I just said Yeti. That's
the first
time.
Right.
Okay, all right. So we're safe. 800-510-8255. All right, let's see if we can get to the bottom of this quickly. Nancy, what do you think a Yeti is?
UFOs.
UFOs.
Close.
Yeah, kind of. Not a bad guess. It's not true, but it's not right. Mike, what do you think Yeti is?
Bigfoot.
It's Bigfoot, huh?
Kind of.
Bob, do you agree with Mike?
No, actually, a Yeti is an abominable snowman.
So what's the difference between the abominable snowman and Bigfoot?
I don't know.
Abominable snowman lives in the snow in a snowy area. Bigfoot is lives on the ground. All over the place.
Let me ask this.
Mike, go ahead.
Well, when we catch both of them, can we compare them?
That might be a good idea.
The Yeti lives in the Himalayas.
Yeah.
Yeti lives up in the snowy area. So, yeah, it's a abominable snowman.
Does he have a big foot?
He does have a big foot. Yes.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Yeah.
That was his nickname.
Mike's a tough guy. He's not going to get pushed over by Bob. None of that stuff here. Actually, the Asian version of Bigfoot slash the abominable snowman, because I think they're more or less the same thing.
The Yeti is known as the abominable snowman.
Right. And yet we refer to him as Bigfoot often. Don't you see that? You never see that?
Bigfoot is in Oregon, Washington. Yeti is in Himalayas.
Well, if you're reading the story that we have at DougStephan.com, Richie, it suggests that the Yeti is the Asian version of Bigfoot.
Right. Yes.
Okay. So then the abominable snowman is, we have been, because he's in Siberia, we're suggesting that it could be one and the same.
Right.
Is it or isn't it?
Right. The Yeti is a.k.a. the abominable snowman.
So the Yeti is the abominable snowman.
Correct.
It is, we call him Bigfoot because there's supposedly now two different beings. Is that it?
No. Bigfoot is the one where people have supposedly sighted something man-like but big, walking on 2 feet, hairy, in Oregon, in the northwest United States. Uh-huh. The Yeti, a.k.a. Abominable Snowman, is the same type of thing, yet... Yes.
He looks like Chewbacca.
Right. He looks like Chewbacca, yet in the Himalayas.
Right.
So they're half-brothers.
That's right. Yeah. Exactly.
I think that I'm going to accept both answers. All right? The decision of the judges, me, because I'm the decider, is final. So, Bob, you get a prize, and Mike, you get a prize. How's that for a deal? Don't mess around with me, Richie.
There you go.
Yeah.
You want to know what the Yeti actually is now?
What, now that the contest is over? Yes, what is a Yeti sighting? Well, they track them. They look like, from what I'm reading here, looks like a Chewbacca, reddish-brown hair,
yeah.
Weighs 400 pounds, short compared to Bigfoot, averaging about... maybe 7 feet in height. That looks like, sounds like Chewbacca to me.
It's an Asiatic black bear.
An Asiatic black. So they really exist. So then,
well,
the Bigfoot, American,
I mean,
white bear, a polar bear?
It's like Bigfoot. They think they see these things that they can't explain. It's walking on its hind legs. It's walking like a man. It's big and hairy. It doesn't look like a bear, but, you know, nobody can really catch it to really get a good look at it. One guy has found some hair samples and claimed that it could be matched to no breed of animal there, but then they... got actually hair samples from it, and it matches the Asiatic brown bear or black bear.
Huh. Mm-hmm. And I've heard that it looks a lot like. I'm not sure. Is it? Do you think it's true that it looks like Bill Bennett?
Shaved.
Right.
He shaves. Right.
Right. Okay.
Right.
Video of the day today. Why did you do that, Jennifer? What was that about?
Nice. It's a low blow.
No, yeah. It's not. It's a little, it's a loving reference, that's all. Plug. The video of the day today from the Things Are Tough All Over department. The video, as long as we're with Bigfoot in the cold climes, et cetera, et cetera, the video is about a penguin who's turning to a life of crime. You got to see this in order to... get it. There's no audio that goes with video of the day today at DougStephan.com, but the video shows even penguins in these tough times are turning to a life of crime. If you love the way a penguin looks, the way the penguin walks, they are, by the way, I think one of the few beings on the planet when they mate for life.
Right.
Whatever they mate with, whoever they mate with first, they stay with for their entire lives.
Right.
How long does a penguin live? Anybody know?
I don't know. Let's ask.
Who are you going to ask? Oh, the audience. Oh!
Yeah.
What a concept! How long does the average penguin
Or we can just look
live?
It up on Wikipedia.
No, nah, let's ask the audience. 800-510-8255. It's pumpkin time. This is, I went to my friend Tom Hansen's farm last night. Because I needed some pumpkins to decorate the dairy store. And I was thinking about this California fellow who set a record with a pumpkin. This year's a record. How much did it weigh? All right, 800-510-8255. I'm deciding to make good use of the Doug Stephan website today because there are a lot of great stories there. And oftentimes we get involved in other things. I was going to say embroiled. I don't think we do too much embroiling here. But we get involved in lots of conversations, and I don't get time to pay as much attention to some of the great things that are highlighted at DougStephan.com. You can look here and see, you know, a lot of things that are helpful for all of us to know. So I figure, why not, right?
Sure.
Give it as much attention as we can. So what did the, if you want to look back, I think this was last week. This is a California pumpkin, by the way, Jennifer. Grown in California, set a record. Now, I grew a pumpkin 1 year, weighed 1,400 pounds. Had to pick it up with the loader
pumpkin,
on the tractor.
Though?
What I say?
Can we say pumpkin?
Pumpkin.
People say pumpkin.
No, pumpkin isn't it. It's pumpkin.
It's pumpkin.
Pumpkin.
Yes.
That's right.
Pumpkin. P-I. P-U.
One of my pet peeves.
Not my, what? Pumpkin or pumpkin?
Pumpkin.
It's kind of like me
pumpkin's a pet
with
peeve.
Words that don't end with G. Don't get the gerunda being used, right? Pumpkins.
Right.
This pumpkin weighs in at what? 800 210-825-8255. All right, so we have two things we got to figure out before we get to Dr. Ken in a few minutes. One of them is how much this pumpkin weighs, the pumpkin contest. I will tell you this. It weighs more than the 1,400-pound pumpkin that I grew a couple of years ago. We took it. You know what happened to the pumpkin? It sat in the ground too long, so the bottom of it got a little rotten. So we put it in. We were going to try to put it out by the road, put it in the bucket of the tractor, and it broke. So we just picked it up and dumped it in the field. Cows had a, oh, my God, the cows love pumpkins. It's like ice cream.
I bet. Yeah,
they
oh,
love
really?
Pumpkins and squash. Oh, yeah. All of that stuff. Love, love, love it.
Penguins seem to have no fear of humans.
Penguins are special beings.
They approach explorers without any hesitation.
Yeah.
Apparently.
Yeah. So how old do they live?
I can't find that out yet. You know what the tallest known penguin that they've ever seen, an old penguin, was 5 foot tall?
Really? They're normally a couple of feet tall, I think.
Yeah, yeah.
Mm. So that could have been a junior penguin Bigfoot.
I'm trying to see how long they live.
All right, you'll figure that out.
It's meanwhile, like the Yeti.
Yes, ask the Yeti.
Yeah. Meanwhile, how big is this big pumpkin? And have you ever, do people grow pumpkins anymore? I have
sure.
I grew watermelon and this year. It was pretty good. But I haven't grown a pumpkin for a while. I cheated. Well, I didn't cheat with mine. Every week I would, as it began to grow, I would put a lot of manure around it. And the more, it had manure around it, the faster it seemed to grow because it's all moisture. Pumpkins are like most other squash, gourds, any of that stuff. It's all water. So when you have a lot of water, you water it a lot. We watered it all night, every night. We put fresh cow manure around it pretty much every day or two. And all of that nourishment made the thing grow and grow and grow. And so it was really very cool. And so many people, why don't you just, as an exercise, especially if you have children, next year promise yourself, no matter where you are, you're going to go buy one pumpkin seed, and you're going to plant it, watch the vine grow, and show your children. Richie, I want you to do this in your backyard.
Okay.
And if you really want to have some fun, watch. I can just imagine Sean and Juliana's eyes as this pumpkin, get a pumpkin seed from a giant pumpkin, and watch it grow bigger and bigger.
Yeah, I tried that last year. It didn't
bigger.
Work out. Yeah.
Well, what happened?
I didn't dry the, I left the seeds outside.
No.
So they got bad.
No. You put them, you just go buy them, and then they've been treated right. You don't have to worry about it. Stick them in the ground.
I mean, but all you have to do is take the pumpkin seeds out of a pumpkin that we carve, dry them out properly, and then
let them freeze.
Plant them, right?
Do not let them freeze.
Right, that's what I did.
That's what you did. You left them outside.
Right.
Won't work. All right, so has everybody figured out how much this pumpkin weighs? 800-510-8255. Answer in a moment, then Dr. Ken on Good Day.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
8 hours is a long time, especially when your child has a fever. That's why you should use Children's Advil. It can relieve your child's fever for up to 8 hours with just one dose. In fact, nothing works longer than Children's Advil. And the medicine in Children's Advil is the number one pediatrician-recommended children's fever reducer. So when your child has a fever, provide them with relief that will last up to 8 hours with just one dose. Children's Advil, the 8-hour fever reliever.
Among OTC pain relievers, use as directed.
Dear Mom and Dad, one thing I've learned in the Army is that when you're lucky enough to get a little time off, you should put it to good use. So I'm taking a moment to write and tell you that I'm fine and doing well. We have good days and bad days over here. We try to remember the good ones and get through the bad ones as best we can. Mostly we have each other, and that's what keeps us going. That and the pride of our commitment to getting the job done, whatever it takes. I miss you all very much and can't wait to get back to life as usual. Please tell everybody hello for me, and that I'll be home soon. And Mom, since you asked, if anyone wants to help, just tell them to contact the USO. You can't believe how much they do for us. With love, your son, Michael.
The USO depends on the generosity of the American people, people just like you. To find out how you can help, visit us at USO.org. The USO. Until everyone comes home.
All right, let's make quick work of this because I'm going to make time for Dr. Ken. Malin in Harbinger, North Carolina. Is that how you pronounce your name? Is it Malin?
Yes, right.
Hi, how are you, sir?
All right, how about you?
That's great. Have you ever grown one of these big pumpkins yourself?
Not that big, but I have grown them.
Yeah, what's the largest pumpkin you ever grew?
Just a couple hundred pounds.
Yeah,
maybe.
Okay. Those are fun. Those are neat. You can't get them around on your own. All right, so the winner was Leonardo Urena of Napa, California. He won $11,224, and that relates to $6 a pound plus $1,000 for having the largest pumpkin from California. This was at Half Moon Bay. What a neat place that is. Wow, I love Half Moon Bay. A great restaurant that's there, interestingly enough, called the Half Moon Bay, if you're ever there. So how much did it weigh?
I would say, I think it was 6,300 pounds.
No, it wasn't. It was 1,704 pounds.
Wow.
1,704 pounds. Imagine six. That would be 3 tons. I don't know how you get that baby around. But 1,700 is still very large, no question about it.
It's a lot of pumpkin beer.
It sure is, a lot of pumpkin pie. Malin, thanks for trying. Dr. Ken here with verification that your host is a genius. In just a moment on Good Day.
Motorcyclists often seem rather intimidating. Rough and tumble, real bad mamma jammers. Little do folks know, they can actually be quite sensible, especially if they insure their motorcycle with GEICO along with their car. GEICO's multi-policy discount could save them quite a bit of money. Did I just say bad mamma jammers? Do you ever say something and think, I wish I'd never said that? This is one of them times.
Call GEICO or visit GEICO.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
The Doug Steffen Good Day Program. Dr. Ken Kronhaus is the medical expert here on the Good Day Program, here every day to overview the important news from the world of medicine and to prove, Richie, that I, your host, am a genius. How many times over the last 3 or 4 years, 4 or 5 years, have you heard me say that children under the age of 2 ought to have no connection to a screen, television, computer, or otherwise?
You're a genius.
Any circumstance.
Dr.
Ken, would you like to prove that your host is a genius?
Well, at the minimum, you agree with the largest U.S. pediatric.
Wait a minute. What do you mean at the minimum?
At the minimum.
I'm a man who talks in fact.
Excuse me.
You at least agree with the largest U.S. pediatricians group, the American Academy of Pediatrics. Based on about 50 studies, they've concluded that screen viewing can be linked to slower language development. The group of doctors has also warned parents, this is the big news, to be aware of the negative effects their own screen watching can have on their children. It's called secondhand TV.
When the
TV is on, Doug, the parent is talking less. The less talking time a child has, the poorer their language development is.
Right. That's very, very true. All right. So anything that I've read and presented on this before now, Richie, you know that it's been proven.
You are unbelievably good.
Most of the things that come out of my mouth are absolutely undeniable facts.
Yep. It's amazing.
This goes to the... What are you laughing at?
This goes to the
next item. Pam Popper was telling us earlier this week about mammograms, and although it's not your area of expertise, Dr. Ken, because you're a cardiologist, I'm sure that you've examined... This isn't going to sound right. Your share of mammograms in your time? I don't know. Just go with it.
Absolutely. It's an organ close to my heart.
Of course it is, yes.
This is out of the Annals of Internal Medicine this week. This story just doesn't stop giving. Getting screening mammograms every 2 years instead of annually, the word is, reduces the chances of a false alarm. But the frequency out of the government, and I guess we're running out of time.
That's all right. Go ahead.
The frequency out of this U.S. Preventive Service Task Force in 2009 recommended that women routinely get screening mammograms every other year starting at age 50. But the problem is you're going to miss a lot of things if you wait till 50 instead of 40 and not do them yearly. Talk to your doctor about this. This is a very controversial recommendation.
For centuries, silver has been used as a powerful natural antibiotic, and as a listener to this station, you probably already know the benefits of using colloidal silver. With so many websites to choose from, finding a reputable patriotic company with great products at affordable prices can be a difficult task. Introducing UtopiaSilver.com. UtopiaSilver.com carries the best, most effective, and most affordable colloidal silver and colloidal gold products in the industry. UtopiaSilver.com also carries products to fit your lifestyle, including weight loss, immune system defense, cleanses, herbs, joint and bone care, and much more. First-time customers using promo code GCN50 will receive 50% off all colloidal products. Visit us today at Utopia Silver. That's UTOPIA Silver. UtopiaSilver.com or call 888-213-4338. That's 888-213-4338. UtopiaSilver.com. Taking back America's healthcare one American at a time.
You can bet your life on eFoods Direct. Alex has told you about the amazing, great-tasting, long-term storable food from eFoods Direct and how a food savings account is your best insurance against natural disasters, job loss, and high food costs. But did you know that this dehydrated food also protects you against foodborne contaminants like E. coli and salmonella? Those poisonous critters can't live in low-moisture food from eFoods Direct. Ask for the Alex Fall Special. The Fall Special is a 24-day supply of food in a convenient, portable container. A $259 value for only $199. Save $60 on 160 servings of the best food on the planet. Call 800-409-5633 and ask for the Alex Fall Special and go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 24 hours, 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The group is called the Dickies from the movie Killer Clowns from Outer Space.
No. One of Chuck's favorites.
Weird that we don't know that.
This is, this week and next week, we're celebrating Halloween movies and Halloween music. And I guess this is one that we all must have missed. Chucker, you probably saw this, though, right?
Yeah, I like it. It's a very low-budget movie about killer clowns from outer space. I think the title is the story.
Yeah.
And, you know, movies like that done on a very low budget that actually work are a lot of fun and gain what's called a cult popularity, and that's one of them.
Yeah. Leave it to you.
But clearly you have no interest in going out and seeing it.
I clearly do not. I have no clear interest in killer clowns. You are correct, sir.
Okay.
Chuck Curry is the author of the great blog Entertainment Today and Beyond. If you go to DougStephan.com, click on Chuck's pictures, which is in the contributors box, you'll go to this blog, find out what he knows. He's very knowledgeable when it comes to videos, DVDs, pretty much all things that you see on the screen. And this brings me around just for a second to you and your daughter. You may have heard Dr. Ken just talking a few minutes ago about the study which suggests what I've been saying for a long time. Keep your children, if they're under two, away from all screens. Television, computers, all it does is mess up their minds. And I wonder, under the circumstances, why would you bring a child to a movie if she or he were under two?
Yeah, I agree with that.
Right.
I mean, I don't see what they get out of it.
No, they don't. You're just baby. When you bring your child to the movie theater and you're going to the movie and you've got a one-year-old or some baby you're nursing or something, I don't get. You know, they say, we can't get a babysitter or something. So stay home. Hello. All right, enough on the social side
of
things.
That's one thing we can agree on. I do agree.
You
know, I'm very selective about what I bring my my daughter to because I know her attention span on certain things is just not going to be interested. So why bother and disrupt the audience?
This is not exactly. It's not good for the rest of you. It's very thoughtless. for the rest of the audience. Okay, time for our Halloween movie. As I said, every day for the next couple of weeks, we're presenting Halloween movies that have made their way to the top. For example, this movie was, big during the Halloween period in the year 2003. Let's see how well you do with the three pieces of audio, starting with this one.
Don't you make no dark spirits come out while I'm sitting there. Wait till I leave before the dark spirits come out.
I recognize that voice. Anybody got that voice? No? All right.
I do not.
800-510-8255. That's the number you'll call when you figure out the movie. If you're the first one in, haven't won a movie moments before, you'll get a prize. Here's the second audio clue.
I was strapped to a chair, floating around the room when a marching band chasing me. I'm not going back anywhere. Forget it, Casper.
Is that Eddie Murphy?
Yes.
It is.
Okay, so you know the movie now?
I believe I do. That's one of those.
I remember this.
Give me a page. I'll show up if you pay me. All right. Exactly. Here's the last clue, Rich.
I forgot he even did this.
Yeah, sure. I believe in those.
Yeah.
I don't think it's a good idea to put that information on the listing. You should talk about how many bathrooms are in the house. People love bathrooms. You should put that whole toilet angle and leave out ghosts for the
PR.
Yeah.
This is a lousy.
You know,
never saw
this new movie, Heist Tower, that he stars in with Ben Stiller, looks like a return to form for Eddie Murphy. It looks actually really good.
Yeah, it's absolutely Eddie Murphy being his old self, which I cannot wait to see.
Took a vacation for a few years and picked up a few checks.
He took a vacation for like 20 years.
800-510-8255. When he got off on those clums and clumps and all of that stuff, when he started making those.
I liked the Nutty Professor films, I thought were good, but he's done a lot of just. Really bad movies.
Pluto, Neptune, whatever that thing was. Fine.
All right, Chucker, movie news.
Okay, Doug, Matt Reeves, the director of the movie Cloverfield and the terrific vampire film Let Me In, has been handpicked by Warner Brothers to direct the new big screen Twilight Zone movie. Now, unlike the 83 big screen entry with four installments and four directors, this will have one story, one director, and it will be produced by Leonardo DiCaprio's production company. I love the Twilight Zone, so I look forward to it. Hasbro, Steven Spielberg, and director Michael Bay in talks for a fourth Transformers movie, no surprise there. The last one did almost $1 billion worldwide, and there were 10 million downloads on iTunes for Marvel's The Avengers film, which hits theaters next summer. It features Iron Man, Thor, Captain America, Hawkeye, and Hulk in the same film, and has the potential, I think, to be one of the biggest box office hits of all time.
Captain America? All right, Doug is in Elbridge, New York, listening to Good Day. What's the name of that movie, Doug?
It's the Haunted Mansion.
It is.
Eddie Murphy.
Yeah, you liked it? Did you like that kind of stuff, Doug?
My daughter loves it, but I watch it with her.
Yeah. All right, hold on a second. We'll send you some Doug